Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Mind Young Cannibals before that, She Drives Me Crazy. Speaking of which, morning, Ali.
No, I thank you very much. Driving me crazy last night was indigestion. I was up from 10:30 and I felt so ill. I thought, I've got gastro. That's immediately where I went, because I was just like, had all this burning sensation in my stomach, and I thought, am I going to be sick? Am I not? And then about an hour and a half, I was up and down pacing, trying to breathe through it, drink water, had a bit of milk, and finally it kind of subsided and I went back to bed. So, oh, it was horrible.
So what did you have?
I think it was just indigestion.
Like for dinner?
Yeah, oh, I had Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah, but usually I'm okay. And I only had like the stir-fry veggies, honey chicken and a bit of rice. So it wasn't really that bad, but I think I just ate it too late. And then I was tired and went to bed, and then it was just all trying to digest and my body didn't want me to lay down, and then it just went from there.
How are you feeling now?
I'm still feeling a bit like heavy at the top of my stomach. I guess it's just still unsettled me a bit. It's
okay,
weird.
Well, let me make you a coffee and we'll go from there.
I think that sounds like an amazing idea.
Now, Ali, what's an artist or a band that you never saw live in concert but you wish you could?
David Bowie.
Oh, well, I did.
Yeah, well, I've seen his band perform live with special guests. That was amazing. That was last year. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen David Bowie perform live in front of my eyeballs.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be sensational.
Yep.
Another one would be Queen fronted by Freddie Mercury.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course. But David Bowie for me, you've seen him, so obviously that's off your bucket list. But you haven't seen Queen, have you?
I didn't see Queen. I didn't see Prince. I didn't see INXS. I didn't see The Doors or Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd. So all of these bands I'd love to have seen. If we could just go back in time.
Yep.
They would be right at the top of my list.
Or if you could see a live at Wembley Stadium show for INXS one night only, maybe you could go along for that and experience it that way.
Maybe I could.
Then you probably should head along to this. It's happening at the Reading Cinemas, Mandurah, November 14th.
Ali's Random Facts.
You know the cartoon Curious George about the little monkey? Just go with it.
Yes, yes I do.
You know the man with the yellow hat and he's got the little monkey? Curious, Curious George, yeah.
Yes.
Well, this cartoon phenomenon loved by kids worldwide almost didn't happen.
Did you say phenomenon?
Phenomenon, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, my gosh. Just before the Nazis invaded Paris, H.A. and Margaret Ray fled on bicycles and they were carrying the manuscripts for Curious George.
Right. So if they got captured, it would have been all over.
No Curious George for all our curious children. Hit it.
I like Curious George.
And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave. It's time to give away those double passes for Melbourne Cup at the Ravo. Now, if you miss out on winning tickets, don't worry, because you can still buy some. $65 a head for all of that goodness. And Gunners, I think we have someone on the line.
I think we do. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning.
Good day. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks,
Jeff. You want to head off to the races at the Ravo?
Oh, I'd love to.
Got a nice frock?
Yes.
Are you a fascinator-wearing type of person?
No, not really, but I think I could on the day.
Lovely. Well, get into the spirit of it, because there's going to be a fashion on the field competition. So if you get one of those really big hats, or maybe get, like, the kids or the grandkids to make you one, that could go down well.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Congratulations, you're going along to Melbourne Cup at the Ravo.
Oh, terrific. I'm looking forward to that.
John Farnham before that. You're the voice. Of course, live at the Vines, happening soon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
It's Steve Smirk.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
I'm always well.
What are you calling up for?
I'm calling about the John Farnham song.
That we played a short time ago, You're the Voice.
Well, I believe there's a bit of a competition happening.
There is indeed. Let's put you out of your misery, because you are the correct caller and you've won that double pass to Live in the Vines at the Sandalfoot Estate, Swan Valley, all thanks to Zachariah Concerts and Touring. And you can take a mate along with you. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you very much. My wife will be very happy.
Fabulous. Do you know there's also John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi, Southern Sons and Rockwiz playing as well?
Yes, it should be fantastic, eh?
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Okay, today's hard word is anneal. A-N-N-E-A-L. Anneal. Is it A?
It's a name, isn't it? It's a boy's name. Neil.
Anneal?
Yeah.
No. Is it A, toughen, B, weaken gradually, or C, submit to authority? Anneal.
Anneal. It's got to be C, hasn't it? I mean, that's...
Submit to authority? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, because it's the most obvious one, but it's almost too obvious. So I'm just wondering if it's either A or B. But bugger it, I'll go with C.
Okay, lock it in. C, submit to authority. Is that what anneal means? Survey says... No.
It's weakened, isn't it?
No, weaken gradually is also
wrong.
I
mean B.
No, A, toughen.
Bloody hell, had three bites of the cherry and missed out on all of them. What an idiot.
Oh, dear. Annealed by months of training and was determined to finish the marathon.
How'd she go?
She won, unlike you.
Snap.
Anneal, today's hard word right here on The Wave.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.